is up. Al Cintron on the Fan, Absolute Cintron, the overnight number to join. 888-808-1019. Got fleas behind the glass as usual. The Yankees score more runs in one game than the Mets have scored during this losing streak. Disgusting. Disgusted in the New York Mets. Unwatchable is the perfect word for this Met team right now. Whether you wasted your time going to Citi Field last week, as I did and many others, to see anemic baseball on the offensive side. It's just brutal. Brutal. And the season just started. It's unwatchable. And that's the perfect word to describe the New York Mets right now. And I don't care if it was Tom Seaver pitching, Doc Gooden is prime pitching, Prime DeGrom pitching. The Mets were not winning any of these games because they can't score any damn runs. They can't. If you don't believe me, here it is. During the six-game losing streak, the New York Mets, 9 runs, an average of 191, 6 extra base hits, shut out 3 times, and with runners in scoring position, batting 091. That's not a misprint. Batting 91. The whole Met team, these last 6 games, Orion McMahon at the plate. 091. 3 times ready this year. They've gone 17 innings or more. They're at 20 right now without scoring a damn run. Pathetic. Awful. Disgusting. This team is unwatchable. And I was going through text messages with fellow Met fans. And you know how it goes. You can't fire the players. You can fire the manager. And how many times do I have to see Mendoza in a press conference after the game? You know, the back of the baseball card, the back of the baseball card. It's not working. The pitching, hey, for the most part, it's been good. You know, you had Singer's bat star the other day, but if Lindor had his head out of his ass and covered second base, maybe Singer doesn't give that up. But he had nothing that game. He had nothing that game. Versus the Sacramento New York A's, who came into New York and took 5 out of 6 for the big bad Mets and the Yankees. Keyword being bad. Peterson, last night, first inning, hits Ohtani. Gives up a run, bases loaded. You think, here we go, bases loaded, no outs. And he gets out of it, 3 straight strikeouts. You're like, okay, here we go. He walked 4 guys, and then hugged a curveball to Paez, and he hit that to San Francisco. Crushed it. 4-0, game over. Now you say, well, it was still early. Game over, because this team can't score at all. Can't score at all. 7-10. Yes, 17 games in. 17 games in. And it feels like a continuation of last year. Just a different cast of characters. Now Juan Soto's going to be running in 2 days. What's the deal? Talk to me when he's on the field. And boy, does this lineup need him. Big time. Because when Francisco Lindor had Juan Soto behind him, he already walked 10 times. He was patient at the plate, picking and choosing his spots. Now he still doesn't have any home runs and RBIs, but at least he was getting on base. And I know he had, you know, 3 or 4 hits versus the A's. But we need him, and he's given us nothing offensively. And he's not the only one giving us nothing offensively. Jorge Polanco, besides the home run, nothing. offensively. Bo Bichette, listen, he's driving in runs. And the Mets hit a bunch of balls over 100 miles per hour yesterday. Problem is, they hit it to Max Muncy, to Miguel Rojas, right at people. Last night, the Dodgers only faced 28 batters. You know how many outs it takes in a 9-inning baseball game? 27. The Mets have gone 20 innings without scoring a damn run. 20. And again, three times already this season, they've gone 17 innings or more without scoring a run. And we're 17 games into the season. Make it stop. Make it stop. Mendoza's not going to make it out of his road trip. This team looks flat. This team has no energy. None. No one's giving him energy. And it's sad to watch. And right now, people like myself who believe that, hey, this team could win 90-some games, win a division. Right now, we all look foolish. Right now, we all look stupid. This is a continuation of last year with a different cast of characters. And Mets fans, we deserve to be laughed at right now. The team's a joke. And it doesn't get any easier because later on tonight, wonderful pitcher matchup. Nolan McClain versus Yamamoto. The problem is Nolan McClain could throw 9 innings tomorrow, later on tonight. 9 innings later on tonight and give up one run. And the Mets are going to lose 1-0. Now, sometimes you face an ace and you're locked in. And surprise, surprise, you score a bunch of runs. We've seen it happen in baseball before. But do you honestly think the way this team has looked lifeless, the way this team has looked dead at the plate, that they're going to score anything for Yamamoto? Oh, and it gets better. Ohtani, the third game? Nah, let's play a game. When's the next time the Mets score a run? Pick an inning. The fifth, the third, the sixth, the 11th, because it's 0-0. Pick an inning. Do they even score another run the rest of the season? This is just non-competitive at-bats. And these are guys that are brought in. Professional hitters. Guys are going to put the ball in play. And it looked great to start the season. First week. Pom-poms out. Everybody looked great in San Francisco. Put the ball in play. Who needs Juan Soto? Well, this lineup does. This team needs a spark. And I don't know where they get it from. Again, Nolan McClain could pitch 9 innings later on tonight. Give 1 run. And the Mets lose 1-0 with this offense. Mark Vientos has gone back to what he was last year. Francisco Lindor, nothing offensively. Francisco Alvarez, he's been solid. Bo Bichette, what, he's 9 RBIs, despite getting off to a super slow start. And he's been hitting rockets. Just some bad luck. But this Met lineup right now is putrid. There's one word I want to use to describe it, but I must have said that same word 7,000 times last show, and that sucks. And for anybody who stood up and watched this crap, the Mets owe you a ticket voucher. Then again, you might not even use those vouchers. This is just bad baseball offensively. It's bad. The pitching, for the most part, has been good. well enough to win games. How about you score some damn runs? How about you bail the pitching staff out? This is just bad baseball. There's no other way to put it. Offensively. The minute the other team scores, it feels like the game is over. And we're in April. And the feeling of doom, you feel it when you're watching this game. When you're watching the Mets play. Non-competitive at-bats. You know what sums up right now what's going on? The ninth inning, Sunday versus the A's. You're down 1-0. 1-0. Versus some guy I never even heard of. Closer for the A's. And what happens? 3 outs in 4 pitches. What happened to working the counts? What happened to the professional hitters? What happened? 3 outs on 4 pitches when you're down 1-0. That sums up what's going on with this Met offense. It's embarrassing. Now we'll all be in front of TVs again later on tonight. Mets, Dodgers, McLain, Yamamoto, a beautiful marquee matchup. Some would, you know, hope it's game one of the NLCS or whatever playoff round that happens with them, Mets and Dodgers. But the only thing I'm looking forward to right now is Knicks playoff basketball. Because watching this Met lineup, it's like taking a hammer and bashing myself over the head. It's painful. Just non-competitive at-bats. And the manager has said that multiple times after multiple losses. And again, if this continues, the next homestand, he will not be the manager. He won't. You can say, well, in 2024, they turned it around. This ain't 2024. This is not 2024. A lot of those guys are not here anymore. Some I'm happy are not here. Some I'm not. But I've turned the page when it comes to that. This is the group of guys we have now. And right now, top to bottom, batter 1 through 9. I don't care who it is. Someone needs to set the tone. Someone needs to set, you know, light a fire under this team's ass. Because clearly, it's not happening. It's not happening with the manager. It's not happening with the players. It's not happening. They look flat. They look lifeless. This team is pathetic right now offensively. And again, I don't blame it on the pitching. I don't. As much as I, you know, want to kill certain pitchers. No. The Mets are losing these games because the offense stinks. 9 runs during this losing streak. 9. That's disgusting. Awful baseball. For a payroll, that's what, $370, $380 million? Again, to put things in perspective, the Yankees versus the Angels in an exciting game. A back and forth. High scoring classic of a game. Scored more runs last night than the Mets have scored during this entire 6-game losing streak. The Yankees scored 11. The Mets have scored 9. Absolutely pathetic. And if they don't snap out of this, they have 2 more games with the Dodgers and 3 in Chicago. When they come back home, and it's unfortunate, but you know the way this goes, you can't fire the players. I don't think the manager is sitting on the bench managing this team next homestand. First game back from the road trip.